Now, we're going to have to talk about free speech again. We talked about it, what, the last couple of days? Because of Don Lemon's interview with Elon Musk. Because Don Lemon, he did not and does not understand the concept of free speech and censorship or moderating speech. And so Elon felt the need to reiterate. So he posted another audio file talking about free speech and censorship. Now, we have one of our Supreme Court justices, Ketanji Brown Jackson, talking about free speech. And it seems to me that she did not really understand the principle of free speech either. Because this is what she said. This is a Supreme Court judge. Listen.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways.
The First Amendment has the government hamstring in significant ways. What? I mean, we could stop it right there. I mean, I don't really care what else she has to say. The first sentence already tells me everything I need to know. Amazing. Amazing. But let's let her finish.
In the most important time periods. I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So,
wow, guys, this is a Supreme Court judge. Do you know how big this is? Like, when she says this, This is unbelievable for a Supreme Court judge to question free speech, basically demanding censorship.
Can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that. Because you've got the
well. Then again, that's the same person that could not answer the question of what is a woman. She says she can't answer because she's not a biologist.
First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
And Your Honor, I understand that instinct, and I guess what I tell you is the...
Wow. I am amazed. Well, then again, I'm not amazed. I know who she is, and I know what she was put there to do. This is exactly what she was supposed to do. Undermine the Constitution. It's amazing. It is amazing. How did this person get there? Well, I know how she got there. But still, This right there is a threat to democracy. This Supreme Court judge wants to take away our free speech. And now, of course, people are going to be like, well, you know, we'll, excuse me. No, she just wants to moderate it because, you know, some things are hateful because in crisis you have no. This is how it starts. Because there will be crisis again and again and again. And sometimes those crises are, let's just say, planned. And they will start chipping away your rights. And if you give in, sooner or later, You be in China. You feel like you're going to be in China or North Korea. And then you have like this Supreme Court judge questioning the First Amendment, talking about, well, we have to moderate it because, you know, it's hateful and sometimes, you know, it hamstrings the government. What? This is exactly the reason. This is the reason why we have the First Amendment. So we can say what we want to say. Because if you don't like it and you want the government to be right, because the government's always right, right? Then go to China, Ms. Jackson. Or North Korea. But this is America. And people are free in America. That means they can say what they want to say. There's a First Amendment and it's called free speech. And if you don't like it, you got to go elsewhere. And that's what I said in my last video. Look here. You might like it now because they want to go after people that you don't like. But what if they come after you? Because you said something that other people didn't like. Because the pendulum swings the other way all of the time. So please, people, don't let them trick you. This is not good. Censorship or moderating speech, how they like to call it, is not good. And in the long run, it's going to hurt us all. Not just the people you don't like right now. So please, wake up. Let me know what you think. Please like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, I appreciate you spending your time with me. And I'll see you in the next one.